The Obama administration wants to reform the way we treat undocumented immigrants, and many agents at Immigration and Customs Enforcement aren't particularly happy with the changes. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is no fan either. Remember, the agency, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is often referred to by its acronym, ICE. And then you'll understand the name that Republican Lamar Smith gave to his hearing on immigrant detention. He called it Holiday on ICE. Joining us now, Doris Meissner. Meissner served as commissioner of the INS under President Clinton and acting commissioner under President Reagan. She's currently director of the U.S. Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute, and she joins us from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Can you explain exactly what the argument is? I mean, there have been a number of things that have been proposed by the Obama administration, changes in the way we treat undocumented immigrants who are being detained. Why is there pushback?
Well, this recent hearing yesterday called Holiday on ICE was kind of a political stunt, I think. There's a much deeper and important issue here, and that is that the federal government, ICE, is responsible for detaining non-citizens who are subject to being removed from the United States, or deportation in the more common language. And so there are large numbers of people that are held in detention, and they're held in detention, it's very important to understand, for the purposes of appearing at a hearing before an immigration judge who's going to decide whether, in fact, they should be removed from the country, whether they should be deported. So detention in immigration terms is not for the purposes of punishment or for the purposes of serving a sentence. It's for the purposes of assuring that people appear at their hearings before an immigration judge. And when they have those hearings, they have certain rights, but they also, by and large, the largest number of people that appear are likely to be found to be deportable. So you have a range of people then that are in detention. Some people have committed crimes in the standard sense, in that they have had a simple marijuana possession, or they may have committed a murder, in which case they will already have served a sentence in a state or local prison, but the fact that they committed, that they were convicted of that crime, also makes them subject to deportation from the country, and then ICE takes jurisdiction over them, and they're in detention. You have that category of people, but you also have a very large category of people who have been charged with having violated the immigration law, and violating the immigration law means being in the country illegally. That's a civil violation of U.S. law, and ICE also holds those people, most of them that are arrested, for their hearings. So many of those people are, some of them can claim political asylum in the country. Some of them are women and children. Many of them are not in any way a threat to public safety or to national security. So what ICE tries to do is place them in appropriate detention settings, given the wide range of circumstances.
And the reason that you make this distinction between, I mean, there's 33,000 immigrants and asylum seekers who are held in jails or other facilities around the country. The reason you're making the distinction between those who are simply being held in order to appear before a judge and those who've committed a crime is because we have evidence that some of these immigrants sustain fatal wounds while they're in detention. There are medical conditions that go untreated. And therefore, that one of the things that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency is trying to address is to make that the detention facilities more humane.
Well, that's exactly right. And humane from the standpoint of appropriate to the circumstances that the risk and public safety circumstances that the person may represent. But the large majority are not a risk to public safety. So there is a long history of abuses in immigration detention. There have been deaths in immigration detention because of inadequate medical care. There has always been the difficulty of people being detained far away from their lawyers when their lawyers need to be talking to them to prepare for the hearings. So this is an effort to create a system that is appropriate to the circumstances of the people that are being held and that is humane from a basic human rights, civil rights, legal rights standpoint.
But we're speaking with Doris Meissner, who served as commissioner of the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service under President Clinton and is now at the Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute. The problem doesn't seem to be whether or not immigrants should be treated humanely. The objection from many Republicans, I'm going to quote here a Republican from California, Elton Gallagher, who said, we should be just simply trying to deport them more quickly, and I quote here, not roll out the welcome mat, a posh detention facility. Is it very expensive? Some of these reforms, are they very expensive?
It's actually less expensive because the more quickly a person has the hearing before the immigration judge, the more quickly that person can be removed from the country if they're found not to be eligible to stay here. So if you have people close to their lawyers don't have to ask for continuances from a judge. If you have a facility where there is video conferencing, some of those hearings can be held across the video conferencing. If you have a system where people are able to appear because they're not sick, then that hearing goes forward and the person is removed from the country. So these facilities and these standards for detention, in fact, make the system move much more efficiently.
Does the reforms that have been proposed by the director of the of ICE, of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, do they solve the problem?
Well, they are an effort to solve lots of problems, and there are that have been historically the case. And all of the evidence at this point is that indeed they are responding to these problems in a way that makes the system more cost-effective and more timely and more efficient for the country and the taxpayer overall.
Doris Meissner served as commissioner of the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service under President Clinton and acting commissioner under President Reagan. She's currently director of the U.S. Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute. Doris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.